Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results that you want. Hey, it's me, it's Nick, and I got a sidekick today. Matrace is sitting in the background here, and she's going to help us out as we talk about whether or not you should get a personal training certification if you want to be a coach, if you want to be an expert in your field. Say hi real quick, Matrace.
Hey, guys. Hey.
So this is top of mind for me because recently I went and talked to the University of Wisconsin River Falls intro to exercise science class. So these are all the freshmen, maybe some sophomores that are starting in their exercise science program. I go every semester to give them just a talk about whatever. Like sometimes I talk about business topics, sometimes I talk about media, sometimes I talk about fitness. But when we open it up for Q&A, it's always really telling to me like what's on the minds of people who are 18 and 19 years old who are interested in this field. And it's different than the way I think a lot of times. And one of the questions that we get almost every single time is, where can I get a personal trainer certification? Should I get one? And if so, which one should I get? And my take on this is a little bit different than most people's, I believe. I am not the biggest advocate for personal trainer certifications. At Strength Academy, we do not require a personal trainer certification. My background is that, yes, I have had them in the past. I've had one specifically. So I got my bachelor's in chemistry, and then I went and did my master's in exercise science. And then after I was done with that, I got my NSCA CSCS. So that's a strength and conditioning specific personal trainer certification. And that one is necessary if you want to do any type of strength and conditioning at the college level. But for most people, I do not believe they need personal trainer certifications. And here's why. I have just not found in my time working alongside other coaches, going through school, and now having coaches as employees, that any amount of letters after somebody's name makes them a better coach than other people. Now, don't get me wrong. There may be specific certifications that are really good for learning niche topics. However, a general personal trainer certification, I don't think is necessary because I think that it's really difficult to learn everything you need to learn about coaching, especially coaching people actually face-to-face, by just reading a book. This is the same thing as a doctor reading about surgery. Like, do you want to have a surgeon who has read all the books on surgery or the surgeon who has done 100 surgeries? I'm every single time going to pick the person who has done 100 surgeries because I know that practice makes perfect and that you want experience in exactly the thing that you're trying to help me with. Now, as I was researching this, I started looking into what is the cost of these personal trainer certifications. And I think that's also the big issue for me. It's that there's so many of them out there that it's like, how do you determine which one you want? And are you actually going to get good information from them? Because there's not like one big governing authority that says that you need to have a certain curriculum in each of these. It's kind of just that they have put out these certifications and then people take them and that companies or other trainers kind of judge whether or not one is useful based on like how knowledgeable are the people that have it. And I'll say in my synopsis, I haven't met anybody who specifically has a better knowledge base than other people with any particular certification, except for maybe the NSCA CSCS. I think that is still the gold standard as far as personal trainer certifications go, because it is required for people to go into college strength and conditioning. So I think that alone vets people out that if you want to be serious about what you're doing and you want to get into collegiate strength and conditioning, that is the one that's required. And for an entire organization like the NCAA to require one individual thing, I think says a lot about that one. I also think that there's a lot of people that I really trust in the space that have that certification. That's the only one that really stands out to me. Otherwise, there's all these different ones. There's NASM, there's ACE, there's ISSA, NSCA, like we said, and ACSM. Those are the ones that ChatGPT brought up for me, because what I asked ChatGPT is, what are the cost of these different certifications? And I look through here, I'm seeing NASM. Base self-study packages, anywhere from $700 to $900. Premium bundles, $1,300 to $2,700. Like insane amount. And like they can just keep stacking things on. ACE, one of the cheaper ones that maybe you can get done in a weekend, is like $500. And if you want their premium stuff, their Advantage plan, then you're going to pay $1,700. ISSA, $500 to $900 with the extra bundle, maybe $1,000. NSCA, the exam, if you're only getting the exam and you're not getting the study materials, $435. And then ACSM, $400, $300. There's all kinds of different numbers on here. One thing I will say really quickly, I'm not like some type of zealot for the NSCA, but having taken this test, I know that it was a very, very difficult test. I'm somebody who did extremely well in school. I'm usually very confident about my knowledge base. I found that to be an extremely, extremely difficult test to pass, and there are a lot of people that fail it. And just like we think of Harvard as a phenomenal school because of the amount of people that can't get in there, I think the amount of people that fail a test shows how good that test is a lot of times, and I think the NSCA has a background of that. That being said, I don't think everybody thinks the way I do. I personally think the best way to get really good at coaching is to just freaking coach people. We can have people come in here who have never coached people, who have three different certifications, and you just don't know how to coach people until you watch 100 35 to 55 year olds try to squat and mess it up 100 different ways. And you have to figure out how to tell them things in 30 seconds or less to get them to fix their squat. That's the best way to learn, is just to watch people move, to ask questions, to try things and have them not work, to try things and have them work. And I have found that owning a gym now and coaching hundreds of people, that there's a lot of things that I learned in the theory of exercise science and in the books of exercise science that just do not apply to actual in-person training. I can probably count on one hand the amount of times that people have asked me about certifications. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's, that's me. Maybe it's because I've run my own businesses, or maybe it's because I do have my master's and I tend to kind of put that on a lot of my bios. So maybe that serves as my authority thing, but I don't know. I mean, how many times have you been asked, well, like, if you have a certification or whether you have one or not?
Maybe twice in the 3 years I've been here.
Yeah. And you've worked with hundreds of people at this mm-hmm. point. So I think that that's kind of a farce. It's kind of one of those things that you think, but I think it comes from a place of insecurity for most trainers.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on getting into this topic, but what do you think about college and how it prepared you? Because I have my own thoughts and concerns about that.
Mm-hmm. I think now that let's say when I, like young Matresa, when she graduated high school, if I knew I was going to this field, I would have never went to college. Because I learned so much more doing this job than I did in school. Granted, I went through school and COVID and stuff, so we were online a lot, so I really didn't learn anything anyways.
Sure.
So maybe if I wasn't, like if COVID didn't happen and I was, you know, in school a different time, maybe like when you were, maybe I would have learned something different. I think school has its perks, don't get me wrong, and I definitely like don't regret going to school, but I definitely don't think you have to go to school. The more people I know that only went to 2-year colleges or didn't even go to school, a lot of times found their niche and are very successful. So
yeah, coaching is definitely one of those things, because if you're a learner, no matter what, you're going to learn. Mm-hmm. Like there's plenty of people who are not learners and they're going to go through a whole 4-year program. They're not going to remember anything about 3 months after they get out of college. And then there's like lifelong learners that they could not go to college and they're going to pick up every piece of information off the internet, off Reddit, off anywhere they can derive it from. And they're going to put that into use.
For sure.
I've always been like back and forth on this whole idea of whether school is useful for me, because it's hard for me to say that my degree wasn't worth it because I have a master's in biomechanics and I own a gym. I run a gym. I very much speak at what I believe is a high level about, like, you know, physiology and about strength training. But I kind of feel as though I didn't learn any specific knowledge during that time that I now apply. I think all the learning I did came after that, and all the learning came from more of the hands-on stuff.
More actually doing it.
Yeah, exactly. What I kind of attribute to getting my master's degree, and I often wonder, like, well, maybe I would have learned more if I had done my undergrad in exercise science. Maybe there's more information there that I just had to learn on my own, and that was part of that process. But I always say it gave me a bullshit meter. So like, you don't remember specifics, but you remember context and you remember frameworks and you remember how, like, you start to learn how things kind of function. I think about that a lot with nutrition. When people tell me like about some type of new nutritional methodology that's supposed to make them lose weight or lose fat really quickly, it's almost like my master's degree allowed me to have this bullshit meter in my head that goes, something's fishy about that. And I don't really know if I believe it. Then I'm going to still go look into it. I don't necessarily just know right away.
Yeah.
And then the second thing it gave me, I do believe it gave me some confidence, because when I entered my master's degree, I think I believed that maybe these people were on a different echelon of intelligence or knowledge base than me. Mm-hmm. And when I went in there and there was PhD students that I was like crushing them on the tests and I was able to answer, and I just understood this stuff as well, if not better than they did, it made me believe like, oh, I'm meant to do this. I'm meant to be here. Like these, I'm playing at a higher level and like I belong here. Mm-hmm. So I think it can help with that. Otherwise, I don't know. It's really hard for me to say that people shouldn't just get hands-on training when it comes to coaching. I don't know that it fits into that category of lawyer, doctor, accountant, where you need to go and get a 4-year degree. I'm just not sure.
Mm-hmm. I think it just depends upon the person, because something that you talk about all the time is like, you can't coach personality.
Yes.
And someone might be super intelligent and know everything about every movement of the body and whatever, you know, every answer they might have mm-hmm. going into coaching. But if they don't have the personality for it, you can't learn that in school. You can't coach someone on that. I think that leads to a whole different topic, but that's something I always think about too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like almost like experience. Figuring out what you actually are interested in or what you actually like doing. It's like, you could spend 3 months working in a system like ours where it's group training and you're coaching a lot of people really quickly.
Yeah.
And you would find out very quickly whether you enjoy coaching people hands-on that much. We always say to our trainers when they first are getting hired here, it's like, you have to be just as excited for the 60-year-old woman who just got her first 6-inch box jump as the ex-college athlete that is pressing, you know, 300 pounds on the bench press. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, then you're meant to be a trainer and you're going to do really well here. But there's a lot of people that are going to go through a 4-year degree. They never get any hands-on training. They never work with clients. Then they're going to pop into their first job at an F45, an Orange Theory, an Anytime Fitness, a strength academy. And they're going to realize, holy crap, I really don't like working with people that much.
Yeah.
And maybe they should have been in a different niche, not necessarily a different industry, but maybe they need to be in physical therapy or they need to be in research a little bit more. And that's a really hard lesson to learn after you just spent, shit, how much does college cost now? After you just spent like $100,000 on a degree?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Is that how much college costs? I don't remember.
Depends on which college you go to. Yeah. But yeah, I would say that experience piece, like, I don't know if this was for you, but in my exercise sports science, since that was my undergrad, we had to do practicums. So we would have to choose places to go and then get shadowing hours for. But the problem was, is they didn't really give you much options. You just kind of had to scope out yourself. And in my opinion, like, it would have been totally different if we had strength academy, like when I was in school here.
Yeah.
But there was nothing really to choose from much of here like this. So, or at least around here.
Yeah, I just think hands-on training is something that the colleges maybe. I mean, there's some level, like there's some different degrees where it's way more hands-on training. They probably do a better job. I think exercise science, we still have a long way to go on that.
Yeah.
And like, secretly, I'll say the quiet part out loud. I think that if Strength Academy is successful at putting together training programs and developing really good coaches, that eventually we will be an option for a high school senior who wants to come out and get into coaching, and they know that's what they want to do, to maybe be able to go through our system at a much cheaper rate and learn a lot more in a lot faster time frame, maybe 6 months to a year. To 18 months and get really good at coaching over a year and a half instead of going to a 4-year degree and coming out with no hands-on knowledge. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that, I think that not only are we going to make better coaches, but then better coaches make better strength athletes, make better strength members, make better results for everybody. And yeah. So that's hopefully what we can do. But to kind of bring it back and summarize, I do not put a high priority on certifications. If you want to go get a certification, you should totally do that. Go and experience these things for yourself. Like, go see, maybe test your knowledge base. Find out what type of learner you are. Like, you might get into a certification, realize that this is a bunch of mumbo jumbo that you don't like, and maybe you need to rethink whether you're actually like want to be that in depth with your training knowledge, or maybe you rethink the industry in its entirety, or you realize that like, no, I just like working with people. So I'm going to look for jobs where I can be really people heavy because that's my skill set. Pointing to what Matresa said about personality and charisma being part of the game, instead of being like just learning every bit of the science, because I don't think that's actually necessary.
Yeah.
You know, we say all the time, this will be the last thing I say on this, but we say all the time that we want to understand strength training, coaching, all this stuff at a PhD level and be able to convey it at a third grade level so that it's digestible by anybody and everybody that we come in contact with. And that's really how you know whether you actually know a subject is, could you explain it to a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and, true that.
But that doesn't mean that everybody needs to understand it at that level. Like, there's plenty of good coaches who know zero anatomical language, who don't understand the concepts behind it, who have just been doing it for a very long time and have basically said, if I do this, I see these results. I'm going to keep doing this. And I'm going to keep getting good results for people. And those coaches are way better than the people who know all the book knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Guys, if this was interesting or useful to you, if you were a coach that was like, dang, like this really helped me, make sure and comment below, like, subscribe, all those things. If you want more information about nutrition, about physiology, all the things that we talk about, you can find us at Strength 101 on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. We're everywhere. All right. This was Strength 101. Peace out.